player, and I know we can put the stats out or whatever, that everybody else had better stats than Kareem Hunt. So what? He killed the New England Patriots. Look at the numbers. Every time he played them, absolutely destroyed them. But the Chiefs did that, and they made the decision. But they weren't this way with Tyreek, and I give the Chiefs 100% credit. They did not jump to conclusions. They did not let the Pitchfork Society condemn their guy without proof, without evidence. Obviously, Tyreek had the evidence because he was looking forward to meeting with the NFL. He was looking forward to meeting with them. This guy has been ruined. And if what happened in 2014 isn't true, that cost him being a fifth-round pick. It cost him to get run out of Oklahoma State. It cost him to be a fifth-round pick instead of a first or second, because if you redrafted, he's the top 10 player. And you probably heard his endorsement opportunities. You heard him to not get this Michael Thomas-type contract that he's looking for because he can get a new contract. He was all scheduled to get a new contract, and according to Therese and Yahoo Sports, Chiefs are looking to renegotiate with Tyreek, which I hope they do. I do feel he's lost the ace card just a little bit, but I'll give the Chiefs credit. I'll give the Chiefs credit for letting things play out. Don't succumb to public pressure when you know the truth. And you know what? That had been hard because the Chiefs had the audio, the full audio, and so the NFL, right? And they were sitting on it. Mm-hmm. And it took us. We put it out there. No problem. I think it needed to be played on here in full context. But there was other evidence, too. Tyreek had other evidence besides what we just heard. Yeah. And he was ready. He wasn't running. He was ready to talk to the NFL. He was saying, bring it. I got stuff that'll prove my innocence. Let's bring it.
Well,
and I feel bad. And I know I'm taking his side or whatever. Everybody picks sides.
Sure.
You're on a side or off. My whole thing
is from a journalistic standpoint, right? I can't get up there and I can't go on 98.9 The Rock and go, hey, just so you guys know, on Friday Metallica's playing a free concert in front of in our parking lot, because that's BS. It's a lie. I can't do that, right? And that's obviously being hyperbolic and being extreme. But I remember listening. I was heading to the market on the way in, and Show and Vern had the audio, and then they played the audio from the gal from KCTV5 that it came on to say why they didn't release the entire thing, and she said, you know, we had to think about our audience, and we're television, and we, you know, we can't run the whole thing and all this and all that. But it's like, dude, we're all now on the internet. Like,
where do you think the news? Gets their story? They get it from sports radio,
right? But my point is that they could have done bits and pieces and say for the entire audio from this altercation in the Dubai airport, go to KCTV5's webpage. And they can have it all right there, and they could have had an open discussion about it. And so now I think they are backpedaling. They're taking it on the chin. They're definitely getting reamed on it because you had an opportunity.
It's a news source, and you hurt a guy because you didn't play the whole thing.
But you didn't
let people form their own opinion. You did something to drive your narrative. Not only that, you were a coward,
well,
and you kowtowned to the people that gave you the audio when you went by their rules instead of your rules.
I don't know about that.
What would you do if someone gave you some audio, David? Would you say, no, I'm doing it by the way I want to do it?
Let me follow about. I don't know if it was driving a narrative. What is it driving? What's the most important thing?
Oh, that was a narrative.
Hold on. But what's the most important thing in all this media? Ratings.
You have
bits and pieces of the interview, of the altercation. They're going to play it this time.
They're
going to play this time. And they're going to play it this time. And it's ratings. And so you have everybody talking about how this one local news source has the information that we're dying to hear about Tyreek and Crystal. And instead of just like,
be fair, that's all we ask. Be fair. And here's the thing with sports radio. News listens to it to see what we're talking about.
Sure.
They do.
Sure.
They listen to it. So does the paper. They see what we're talking about because
They
know people talk about it. I'll give you a perfect example. I know we're up against it. So I brought in the superintendent from North Kansas City School District wants to talk about middle school football.
Yeah.
Because they start middle school football program up there. Then we got off on a tangent talking about snow days. He would go drive at 3 o'clock in the morning on the routes. Guess what? The next morning, I'm watching TV. TV cameras are in his car as he's going to do it. Where'd
right.
they get that idea? They listen to sports talk radio. That's where they got the idea. I'm disappointed in that, by the way, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot of it on 610 Sports Radio tomorrow. Huge thanks to Jason Nivens, 99 The Rock, for Two Guys in a Brewery. Major thanks to Chris Unicero. I've enjoyed working with him the last couple of nights.
Shout out to David Leach, the pride of Raytown, the champ stamp.
And Windshift Brewing and David, the champ stamp. We had a lot of guests tonight. Anyway, see you guys tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here at 610 Sports Radio. Good night.
Big at Night.